Welcome to Dr. Judy Morgan's Naturally Healthy Pets, where world-renowned author, speaker, and holistic veterinarian Dr. Judy Morgan answers your questions and offers healthy options for raising your pets in a more holistic manner. Not sure which vaccinations should be given or how often? Not sure what to use for flea, tick, and heartworm prevention? Join Dr. Judy now as she interviews the top experts and showcases the latest products that will help your pets stay naturally healthy.
Hello and welcome to Dr. Judy Morgan's Naturally Healthy Pets. I'm your host, Dr. Judy. You can hear my show live every Monday and Tuesday at 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. Eastern on DreamVision7Radio.com. All shows are archived, so if there's something that you see on the page that you're really interested, you can go back and listen to older shows. So today I actually have two guests on the line. And I was lucky enough to meet one of them at the Pets and Money Summit in Austin, Texas, back in December. And I was so impressed with what this new company is doing that I thought it would be worth having them on as guests so that we can help pet parents understand some of the options that are available to them. So my guests today are Vinnie Dom and Fred DeJules. And their industry is veterinary pharmacy, and they started a new, and they're touting it as the first ever modern compounding pharmacy, and it's called Mix Lab, and it's in New York City. Guys, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
So I was really impressed, first of all, that you guys really seem to care about the pets, and you know, pharmacy and pharmaceuticals is not really a fun topic, but you guys, when you send out your products, you kind of almost make it fun. So give our listeners an idea. First of all, let's answer the big question, what the heck is compounding and what is a compounding pharmacy? So whichever one of you wants to take that.
Yeah, why don't I just start? And I'm the business guy here, and Vinny's the pharmacist, so he'll go into detail, you know, as I'm unable to answer any questions here. But, you know, essentially compounding is when a pharmacist makes a medication in the right dose and in the right form for a specific patient, a specific pet. And the reason why it happens often in the veterinary world is because pets come in all different shapes and sizes. And so one size fits all treatment approach doesn't always work. Cutting a pill into eighths for a 4-pound chihuahua is pretty painful, or giving 5 pills to a large, you know, dog, you know, is also painful. Also, you don't want to necessarily, you know, be tough on your pet and shove meds down their throat when it doesn't taste good. And so we can flavor the meds, we can turn them into a flavored liquid like a beef or chicken or whatever, marshmallow, pina colada flavor, or we can make, you know, treats, or we can make capsules or tablets. And so we work with veterinarians to provide, you know, to receive prescriptions, and then we work with pet parents to deliver the medications. And we try to be there for people and try to add, you know, some care, because it is typically a distressing event to have your pets, be sick. And so we think it's really important to have the great quality of care that the veterinarian provides be delivered all the way to the home. And so we deliver our product same day or next day, and we have this packaging that we think is cool and personalized, and we have a note from the pharmacist to the pet, and we really try to be there for people and bring joy at a time where it's typically distressing.
Which is pretty cool. So, you know, how are you able to turn around these products so quickly? So, you know, if I call in from my veterinary practice, and you know, I love that splitting pills a million different ways. I have a lot of things compounded for my dogs because I've got 6 seniors all on different doses of things, and some of them it would require, you know, chopping up a lot of different pills and dividing things. And I used to have a cat that had heart disease, and so we were splitting his little tiny, I think it was amlodipine at the time, and we had to split that stupid thing into quarters, and some of the pills were so small that you ended up with dust or fragments, and it really was an impossibility to know that the cat was getting the proper dose every day. So I think it is important to note that you know, this can make it a lot easier. And I have never been a fan. I've got all short-nosed dogs. Shoving things down their throats is absolutely impossible. If they won't eat it in their food or take it as a treat, it's not going down. So if I, as a veterinarian, call your office at 6 o'clock on Friday evening, how is it possible, unless Vinny is just like a crazy workaholic and is compounding things 24/7? Well, I'm sure you are. You're a new business. How do you get that out that quickly? How is that sitting at my client's house by the next day?
Oh, it's Vinny.
It's my turn to shine now. I think it's a great question, Doc. When it comes down to it, we've had that same question with other veterinarians or even our clients, but I think it's a couple of factors. One is we have the equipment to turn around the stuff much more quickly than your average pharmacy, but also we rely heavily on our technology that we've developed from the ground up just to be much more efficient than your usual operation. But also, I can't move on without recognizing our highly talented staff and well-trained pharmacists that can get these things done in a timely fashion. But, you know, when it comes down to it, it's just a matter of streamlining the operation and focusing on the efficiencies. And at the end of the day, like, what is the most important thing is that the pets get better, but the client doesn't necessarily have to wait and delay the therapy that you've prescribed.
Yeah, I mean, that's huge. We had a cat the other day that we had to get something compounded, and it was about 72 hours by the time we got it to the cat. And, you know, in the meantime, he was in and out of the office three different times because he was having trouble urinating. And, you know, not fun for the clients, not fun, you know, the cat takes liquids very well, but we did end up having to shove things down his throat for a couple of days, and it wasn't fun for anybody. So it is definitely stressful for the client knowing that their pet needs something that they're not able to get in. So what are the normal hours that you guys are taking calls and getting things out of the office?
So operationally, we are open from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. from Monday to Saturday, and then on Sundays, we're open from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. As far as filtering calls, though, our phones stop at those times, but then, you know, we're always accessible as pharmacists, clients, and veterinarians through our online system as well, whether you need a chat or you need a follow-up text or whatnot, we're actually always, like, available. So that's the beauty of the operation. What we really want, because we're all pet owners ourselves, our employees are all pet owners, we really want to bring in that high level of healthcare to the pet industry and make sure that clients are aware that on the human side of things, it's not okay to wait a few days for your antibiotics to get started, so why is it okay for your pets to have to wait days or weeks? So we really try to keep that in mind, and unless there's some sort of natural disaster that holds us back, we really focus on making sure it happens, you know. I mean, I used to live in New Jersey, and I lived through Sandy, so it wasn't a fun time, you know, but you learn to make it work, and you learn to focus on the important things in life and stuff, and I think healthcare for our pets is a very big thing for a lot of pet parents, and it is for us, so we take it that seriously.
Yeah, and when even, just to add on top of that, in terms of, you know, disasters, you know, there were a few snowstorms last year where we had our couriers go out, and Vinny and I aren't shy about, you know, doing the deliveries ourselves, you know, as needed if there's a, you know, a real issue where we don't want to send our couriers. So, you know, the goal is to get to, you know, this. If somebody gets a call at 6 p.m., 7 p.m. here in the city, because we are based over, you know, in Manhattan, in over by Penn Station, we try to get, you know, we can, you know, probably get the meds out that same evening. You know, if you get a call even at 8 p.m., that happens all the time. And, you know, on the weekends, we're also here. And, you know, outside of New York, we do next day delivery, which, actually, with our service providers, it's been working pretty well. The only times where we've had some delays were during Thanksgiving, which, you know, it is what it is. But typically, right, we're able to meet all of our goals.
And will you ship out? So I know that you're based in New York, so, and your couriers will deliver, you know, within Connecticut, New York, North Jersey. Will you ship products outside of that area?
Yeah, totally. So we're actually licensed in the states of, the full states of New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut. And with UPS, actually, we can deliver next day, next business day throughout those states. We're actually getting licenses right now in various other states, which we'll also do next day, free delivery. So delivery is free, with us, whether it's with our couriers in New York and the five boroughs and outside of New York.
You just brought up something that's interesting, and this is news to me. So as a dispensing pharmacy, you have to be licensed in every state to which you would send a product?
The rules and regulations vary between all the states, but it's pretty safe to have a blanket statement that yes, most likely for the majority of the states in this country. So it all depends on the state itself, though. Every state has its own board of pharmacy that establishes the rules and regulations. But we're proactively looking to lean on the safer side and just make sure we're licensed within that state as well. So we're basically working our way up and down the coast. So right now we're just waiting on the license to go through with the application process for the states of Virginia, Pennsylvania, Florida. We also have a few licenses in for Maryland and then Washington, D.C. as well. And then we're going to just continue to keep applying and expanding our geography.
That's really interesting, and that is news to me. It makes sense that you would have to be licensed to send things anywhere, but that's a lot of work to, yeah. And that's kind of the same thing that we see, with pet food, pet treats. They have to, register every product in every state, pay a fee to register every product in every state. And so if you want to bring something to market, you've got a huge investment just in, paying your licensing fees in every state.
Yeah, it's no joke. And then Vinny also needs to apply for his own, pharmacist license in some states. So there's all, here on the desk is a stack of readings that he has to go through and pass the test also.
Wow. So yeah, as a veterinarian, I mean, obviously I would have to take the test to practice in, states other than where I currently reside. So even to dispense and ship medications by mail, you're going to have to register as a licensed pharmacist in each one of those states.
For some of the states, not all of them. Some of the states require that the pharmacist in charge at the location has to have a license within that state as well. And then they'll issue a license to the pharmacy itself, so you might have to have two licenses running at the same time.
Wow.
It's exciting, though. It keeps me on my toes and keeps me busy.
Now, how many of those states that you're trying to register in are making you actually take tests within their states?
So right now with the handful of states that we're applying to, it's the state of Maryland and the state of Virginia.
And are they making you take like the entire pharmacy boards, or is it just like the jurisprudence? That's what we have to do for the veterinary stuff a lot.
Yeah, so it's just the jurisprudence. So the clinical aspect of it, it's a national test.
Right.
We essentially take right out of school.
Right.
And, you just reciprocate your license to the various states that you want a license in. So then you just enroll for the actual jurisprudence exam for that specific state.
Man, do not look forward to doing that ever again. And it's really interesting for the veterinary medicine part of that. Most states will, I've been practicing for 35 years, so most states have some sort of reciprocity where you just do the jurisprudence or you just, basically say, hey, this is who I am, here's my record, and they kind of give you a pass. But there are still a few states that make you go back and take a knowledge exam, a board exam, and I look at that and say, well, if it's based on what I've been doing for the past 35 years, I'm good. But if you ask me questions about cows, chickens, pigs, I'm in deep trouble.
Oh man.
So, to do veterinary compounding versus is compounding a thing for the human field as well, or is that veterinary only?
It is.
Absolutely. I believe compounding is a very big deal on the human side of things when it comes to pain management. A lot of folks will need specific combinations for creams, whether they be topical or transdermal. You also have a lot of hormone replacement therapy that that prescribers will use and stuff. I think compounding is a very long lost art form amongst the pharmacy world. I think with the fact that the majority of our medications are prescribed are going to be commercially available medications and stuff, whether you pick it up at your local mom and pop pharmacy or one of the chain pharmacies, that's a little different than what originated with the pharmacy world, where the pharmacist was actually compounding these things from scratch and stuff. So it's definitely a unique and fun world for us as far as pharmacists that compound and stuff, but I guess it also separates us from your typical pharmacy operation that pet parents might be used to.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, there's a few compounding pharmacies that we've used over the years. I can think of four right off the top of my head. And, you know, sometimes they're easy to work with, sometimes they're not. I think our biggest complaint from my side, the veterinary side, is the long wait times on the phone when my staff is trying to call something in, and I lose a technician for 25 minutes while they're on hold, and it's really frustrating.
Oh, man. Yeah, so here we have different ways of, you know, what we call script intake. What, you know, typically you can definitely call us. That's kind of the traditional way of doing things. You know, you can have your technician, your practice manager, or yourself can call in. We don't really have any wait times. I mean, we're still kind of a year and a half in, so, you know, we're still young, but we don't believe that people should be waiting 20 minutes on the phone. I mean, that's just crazy to me. If I were to wait as a customer on Amazon for 20 minutes, I mean, you deal with it when you call AT&T and stuff, but,
right.
You know, it's not really pleasant. So we don't ever want to get there. The way to bypass that, though, in some cases is you can shoot us, you know, we have an online ordering platform that's all kind of built, custom built for compounding. You can obviously order, you know, commercial meds there, too, but it's all built for the prescriber. And it's really, you know, we think it's really easy to use, and we've had good feedback on it. And then we also respond to, you know, emails and other, you know, you can text us also if you have, if you want to get in touch with us. Our 888 number is both for veterinarians and for pet parents, and you can text us there, you can call us there, you can email us, you know, at our different email, you know, email addresses. But we try to make it as easy as possible, essentially.
Which is very nice. Those of us on the other end of the phone really appreciate that. So what is the most common flavor that you're asked to put into something? And is it different for dogs versus cats?
You know what? The interesting part is the most popular flavor goes both ways, and I would have to say it's our grilled chicken.
Huh. That's interesting.
Yeah, it's pretty consistent. I think the most interesting flavor for feline, though, was bubblegum.
Bubblegum.
We had a specific client tell us that her cat's a little different. She likes bubblegum, and if we can make it bubblegum, she can't take it. And we said, okay, we can do that, and it worked out pretty well. So I've never heard of that, but whatever works and gets her better. So.
Exactly, whatever works. And so you guys do liquids as well as capsules, tablets, chews. I mean, there's multiple forms that things can be compounded, right?
Absolutely. So we can do a very large array of things. And then also when it comes to the specific strength of the medication itself, where we can customize that down to the milligram, so or even nanogram. So it all depends on what you as a prescriber thinks the patient needs.
So now here's a weird question for you, because I practiced Chinese medicine. Would you be able to compound an herbal formulation? And I know that you wouldn't have all the herbs there, but let's just say I sent you a powder or I sent you capsules and said, hey, can you put this into something that tastes better? Is that a possibility?
Yeah, absolutely. When it comes down to the ingredients themselves and stuff, it's about having transparency on sourcing the items and so forth. So it wouldn't necessarily be as easy as getting the herbals from you and stuff to redo it, but we have plenty of access to wholesalers that do have the majority of the ingredients where we can do it to a specific strength for you, whether it's a SAMe that you need or any of the other options that pets might need, glucosamine, chondroitin. There's a lot of things that we currently do right now, too. that would fall under that category.
That's very cool. So, what kind of pets do you guys have, and why? I mean, are your pets on medications that made you say, hey, I need to do this, or are you guys lucky and have healthy animals?
Yeah, that's kind of how we came about, you know, and decided to start MixLab. I have a 11-year-old pug. Her name is Bob. She's female, but she's awesome. She was on Tylosin for a bit, and we were getting these capsules, a couple years ago from somewhere else. And I come from human healthcare, and I saw how the human pharmacy models were evolving. So you had PillPack that was kind of getting started a couple years ago in New York. You have this company called Capsule. There's a few other ones that are trying to create better experiences for consumers and for patients. Mm-hmm. Just personally myself was really excited about applying the same kind of focus on customer experiences in the veterinary sort of side of pharmacy and providing solutions for veterinarians and pet parents. I think what's really exciting about the veterinary field is that it's a different set of problems. You have veterinarians who you want to work with, you want to solve their problems. You have pet parents you want to solve their problems. You have pets. Patients, the client is different from the patient, and then insurance doesn't really, sort of interact in the same way as the human world. So I think it's just a really exciting field, and that's how. And then I met up Vinny, and Vinny, I'll let you speak about your own, stuff, but he's awesome.
Okay, so we need to take a break to hear from our sponsors. When we come back, Vinny's going to tell us about his experiences with his own animals. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few moments. You're listening to Dr. Judy Morgan's Naturally Healthy Pets on DreamVision7Radio.com.
Interested in learning more? Visit Dr. Morgan's website at www.drjudymorgan.com, where you'll find detailed information about her blogs, a schedule of her upcoming speaking engagements, free information about integrative and holistic medicine, as well as an interactive forum where anyone can ask Dr. Morgan a question completely for free. Visit her website today to join the mailing list, where you'll find exclusive information and promotions only available to those select subscribers. Dr. Morgan is an accomplished author, having published several books about veterinary medicine and home cooking for your pets. You can find From Needles to Natural, detailing her journey from practicing traditional medicine to understanding the healing power of holistic practices today on Amazon Prime, as well as What's for Dinner, Dexter, and Canine Kitchen Capers, which are two great recipe books that you'll find both delicious and entertaining. When it comes to our pets' health, you can never be too careful. We invest significant time in ensuring that they have long and happy lives, but it's important to invest the same dedication into our own longevity. The key active ingredient in Dr. Morgan's wellness formula, Pure New Zealand Deer Antler Velvet, is now available as a standalone human-grade product. Life Deer Antler Velvet is a whole food supplement rich in calcium and collagen to support healthy joints and strong bones. Our products prioritize purity, ethical harvesting, and quality sourcing above all else. Visit LifePureRecovery.com to learn more and order your first bottle today.
Tune in to world-renowned author, speaker, and holistic veterinarian Dr. Judy Morgan, and now radio host of Dr. Judy Morgan's Naturally Healthy Pets on syndicated Dream Vision 7 radio network every Monday and Tuesday, 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. Eastern Time. Not sure which vaccinations should be given or how often? Not sure which food is best for your individual pet? Find out the answers to your questions in this weekly show, where Dr. Judy interviews top experts and showcases the latest products that will help your pets stay naturally healthy.
Does your dog have bad breath? Tired of spending money on expensive dental procedures? Try out Dr. Morgan's Dental Drops today and save money while maintaining your pet's oral health. With New Zealand Deer Antler Velvet as the primary ingredient, Dr. Morgan's Dental Drops are effective for treating stomatitis, gingivitis, and ulcers. You can purchase Dr. Morgan's Dental Drops directly from Amazon Prime or from her website, www.drjudymorgan.com. Dr. Morgan's wellness formula for dogs and cats provides multiple health benefits in one product. Made with all natural ingredients sourced from New Zealand, this supplement can be used routinely to maintain overall physical and mental well-being. This product is particularly beneficial for the maintenance of joint health, nerve and brain function, skin and coat health, immune function, gut health, and liver health. Find Dr. Morgan's wellness supplement today on Amazon Prime or at her website, drjudymorgan.com.
Welcome back to Dr. Judy Morgan's Naturally Healthy Pets. I'm your host, Dr. Judy. My guest today, Fred DeJoles and Vinnie Dom from Mix Lab in New York City, a veterinary compounding pharmacy. So Fred was just telling us about his little pug, a girl named Bob. I love that. It's kind of like the boy named Sue.
Yep.
And I'm assuming she has some bowel disorders since she's been on Tylosin. We should talk about food, Fred. We should talk about food. We can fix that. But that's another story. So, Vinny, tell us about your animals.
I think I kind of have a larger family. I have Sophie and Toby. They're two little Klee-Kais.
Oh, cool.
And I have Dexter and Cooper. They're Abyssinians.
But
wow. Toby and Sophie aren't bad off when it comes to medication, so... they're easy to medicate, and then they usually don't get sick, so we're good on that.
How old are they?
They were born, they're about 14 now.
14, wow.
Yeah.
So tell everybody what a Klee-Kai is. I know what they are because I have a couple in the practice, but it's not a common breed.
No, I think they're amazing. They look like baby huskies their whole lives, so... Toby and Sophie are about 13 or 14 pounds, depending on how much they like to eat that month.
But they're literally like a miniature husky. They're pretty cute.
they're adorable. They both each have one blue eye, and Sophie's gray and white, and Toby's black and white.
Very cool.
They have personalities very similar to your standard huskies too. They talk a lot, so.
Oh really?
Yeah.
I do not need any more talking in my house. When the six of seven, there's actually seven. When the seven of them get going, it's a little bit loud. So, and then Abyssinian cats. Why Abyssinians?
You know what? It was pretty interesting. I've had plenty of domestic short hairs and long hairs and stuff, but at the time when we were ready to get Dexter and Cooper, it's just. I'd never had an Abyssinian, just based on my research and things. They seemed like they're very intelligent, but also curious cats, and they definitely have turned out to be like that. So they're always walking around wherever you go and stuff, and they want to know what's going on. So if you're cooking, they'll be on that counter watching you.
And how old are they?
They're about two.
And so are they on compounded medications, or are they still healthy at this point?
So... They were on metronidazole before MixLab started, and I don't know why, but what we got was banana-flavored metronidazole, and if any pet parent has ever given metronidazole to their felines, it's not a fun experience.
Oh, that drug is one of the most bitter drugs ever. And let me tell you, if you're trying to shove a metronidazole cap pill down your cat or dog or even some of the liquid, it is nasty stuff. I mean, my guys, if they ever have to be on it, they find that pill in the bowl. As soon as they hit that, they're done eating. That's it. It is so bitter. It's really bad.
Yeah, and I think my experience with that was when I thought, not to sound arrogant or anything, but I think I could do this better. And I'm glad I met Fred because we had the same idea with it. And I think we've had a lot of great success with our pets and our clients with the different formulations we have in metronidazole, whether they're treats or the suspensions and stuff. But I think overall it was just that bad experience where I was thinking, I have my little kitten with nonstop diarrhea for a week, and this metronidazole that's banana-flavored makes no sense. So.
So somebody else had made the banana-flavored metronidazole?
Yeah, it was another compounding pharmacy that I'm not quite sure why they chose the banana flavor, but...
And that was going to be my question, why banana? I don't think that's a big hit with cats.
Yeah, I don't think so either, and I don't even know. Like, I could tell you that I don't think my dogs would like banana-flavored metronidazole either, but...
Well, I've got one dog that would...
Flavor, so.
I have one dog that would stand on her head for a banana, so there's the occasional pet out there. But one of the rescue dogs that I work with, Monkey's House Senior Dog Hospice and Sanctuary, and they've got about 25 dogs in their home at any one time, and they're all these seniors, so they're on a million medications. But they have one that he's just a complete banana freak. He breaks into the volunteers' bags, and I mean, he will literally climb walls to get a banana.
That's awesome.
Wow.
So I guess there's the occasional banana hound out there, but I wouldn't think as a whole banana would be like a big deal. So I think I know the answer to this one, but I'm going to ask anyway. So you said chicken flavor is your most popular. So if I had an animal that had a chicken intolerance or chicken allergy, would they have a problem with that chicken flavoring, or is it not, there's no real chicken in it, so it wouldn't be a problem?
Yeah, that's a great question, Doc. So I think a couple things. One is to have the short answer. For the current chicken flavor that we have, the answer would be yes, because it's based on natural chicken proteins. When there's issues with food allergies, or when you're still trying to actively diagnose and isolate it down to which proteins the pet is allergic to, we also have hypoallergenic flavors that we could go to as well. We're working with some large players that are actually helping us develop hypoallergenic flavors for chicken and beef and some other really interesting combinations that would really help pets with such allergies. But right now we have a handful of flavors that definitely can be used for allergy situations, and our staff is really mindful of that and stuff too. So when it comes down to it, our process is in place where we can identify potential allergy situations and make sure that it's flagged in our system so everybody's safe and happy.
That's really interesting. So you're actually using natural chicken proteins for the flavoring, because, one of the things that I read about so commonly in the food industry is that most of the flavorings are synthetic chemical flavorings.
Yeah, I think when it comes down to it for us, it's about compounding with minimal ingredients.
Mm-hmm.
The challenge that you have from commercially available products sometimes is that there are a lot of different ingredients in there that you might not necessarily know about or aware about, and then that makes it really difficult to identify what in fact your pet is allergic to. So for us, our formulations stay as minimal as possible, and we try to focus on the fact that the more naturally you can get, the better. So,
which is a great, great way to do it. It's so much better than some of the synthetics that are in there. So something came up on a Facebook feed the other day, and I'm going to pinpoint this specific medication, but the question is more of an overall broad question. So my dogs have cardiac problems, and many of them are on pimobendan. Due to their Cavalier King Charles Spaniel, so mitral valve disease is a big problem for the breed. And so they're on pimobendan, and the vetmedin, which is the drug that's on the market with pimobendan, has been in very, very, very short supply. And so people are kind of freaking out because they can't get this life-saving drug for their dogs, and once the dog's on it, you really don't want to stop, and now they're actually using it in cats as well. And so I've been getting that drug compounded for my dogs for a couple of years because of the shortage, but also because they're on weird doses that would require that I'd be breaking these dumb chewable pills apart all the time. So I just said, well, wouldn't it be easier to get it made into, just one, and, I throw that in their bowl, they eat it, and it's no big deal. And so a couple of people on Facebook got really irate and challenging and said that nope, compounded pimobendan is not nearly as good as the original true drug. You're not getting the same thing. You're not getting the same effect. So how would you speak to that? Are we getting the same exact thing? I mean, aren't there rules about how effective it is, and that the generic is not supposed to be any different than the original drug?
Yeah, I think that's a great question, one, but also these concerns that these folks have are valid concerns. I think it's safe to say that on our end, at least, we really focus on trying to make sure that, you know, we focus on the quality of the ingredients that we procure, but also the knowledge base that our pharmacists have based on these formulations. So the interesting part about pimobendan is that you really need to know how to compound and what works and what doesn't work in combination, whether it's in an aqueous formulation, in a treat form, or whatever the case may be. There's certain things that actually affect the bioavailability within the system and the absorption within the PET. And if you don't know what ingredients you need to combine the pimobendan with, you're not going to get good results out of it. But the challenge is that VetMed has been going in and out of stock and back order across the nation, like endlessly. And so
yeah,
in order to maintain this therapy for your pet, you're going to have to find other sources. Unless, you know, somebody still has it on the shelf, which is highly unlikely at those
times. Yeah, well, as a veterinarian, we're allowed to order something like 2 bottles a month. That's crazy.
Yeah, so how do you pick and choose who gets the therapy or who does not, you know?
Exactly.
Yeah. But for us, I think we've done extensive research on the needs of how to compound it safely and make sure that we do it the right way. And I think that's what really sets us apart as a team. I think the dedication of, like, my folks over here, including Fred sometimes, you know, as I'm sitting here looking at him, he's a great guy. But, you know, when it comes down to it for us, it's, can we do it? Yeah, we can always do it, but is it something that we're willing to do at the risk of a patient? Never. So we do our extensive research first. We do what we can, and then we go about it the right way. So. But, yeah, that's the challenge that a lot of our clients have had recently. And, you know, the weird doses is also, as you mentioned, like a challenge too, whether it's 1.5 tablets or one full tablet in the morning and half a tablet in the evening. It all varies, and I think that's the beauty of compounding and customizing things to the pet's needs.
Yeah, absolutely. So with that particular drug, I mean, I'm getting it just put in a capsule form, so we're just, you know, getting the powder in a capsule. So would there be a problem with absorption doing it that way, or is it only when you put it into a liquid or a treat?
I think it all depends on what they combined it with. Without fully disclosing our proprietary formula, it's just when it comes down to it, you need a couple other ingredients in there to make sure that you maximize the absorption potential.
Oh, and interesting.
So if that pharmacist or that pharmacy isn't aware of that need for that specific active ingredient, that's where you're going to have variations. And I think it's a little tough. It's one of those things where you really have to be focused and dedicated to doing your background research on each item and making sure that's okay instead of just saying that, yeah, we can do it.
So I'm now getting, I've always had a respect for pharmacists because pharmacology, actually I taught pharmacology at the local college for the technicians for quite a few years, and I can't say that's my favorite subject in the world, but it's incredibly difficult. I'm glad you like it too. All right, we need to take another break to hear from our sponsors. We'll be back in just a few minutes, and I'm going to ask more questions about this compounding and how you figure out what goes with what. I think we just need Vinny's brain to figure all this stuff out for us. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
Interested in learning more? Visit Dr. Morgan's website at www.drjudymorgan.com, where you'll find detailed information about her blogs, a schedule of her upcoming speaking engagements, free information about integrative and holistic medicine, as well as an interactive forum where anyone can ask Dr. Morgan a question completely for free. Visit her website today to join the mailing list, where you'll find exclusive information and promotions only available to those select subscribers. Dr. Morgan is an accomplished author, having published several books about veterinary medicine and home cooking for your pets. You can find From Needles to Natural, detailing her journey from practicing traditional medicine to understanding the healing power of holistic practices today on Amazon Prime, as well as What's for Dinner, Dexter, and Canine Kitchen Capers, which are two great recipe books that you'll find both delicious and entertaining. When it comes to our pet's health, you can never be too careful. We invest significant time in ensuring that they have long and happy lives, but it's important to invest the same dedication into our own longevity. The key active ingredient in Dr. Morgan's wellness formula, Pure New Zealand Deer Antler Velvet, is now available as a standalone human-grade product. Life Deer Antler Velvet is a whole food supplement rich in calcium and collagen to support healthy joints and strong bones. Our products prioritize purity, ethical harvesting, and quality sourcing above all else. Visit LifePureRecovery.com to learn more and order your first bottle today.
Tune in to world-renowned author, speaker, and holistic veterinarian Dr. Judy Morgan, and now radio host of Dr. Judy Morgan's Naturally Healthy Pets on syndicated Dream Vision 7 radio network every Monday and Tuesday, 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. Eastern Time. Not sure which vaccinations should be given or how often? Not sure which food is best for your individual pet? Find out the answers to your questions in this weekly show where Dr. Judy interviews top experts and showcases the latest products that will help your pets stay naturally healthy.
Does your dog have bad breath? Tired of spending money on expensive dental procedures? Try out Dr. Morgan's Dental Drops today and save money while maintaining your pet's oral health. With New Zealand Deer Antler Velvet as the primary ingredient, Dr. Morgan's Dental Drops are effective for treating stomatitis, gingivitis, and ulcers. You can purchase Dr. Morgan's Dental Drops directly from Amazon Prime or from her website, www.drjudymorgan.com. Dr. Morgan's wellness formula for dogs and cats provides multiple health benefits in one product. Made with all natural ingredients sourced from New Zealand, this supplement can be used routinely to maintain overall physical and mental well-being. This product is particularly beneficial for the maintenance of joint health, nerve and brain function, skin and coat health, immune function, gut health, and liver health. Find Dr. Morgan's wellness supplement today on Amazon Prime or at her website, drjudymorgan.com.
Welcome back to Dr. Judy Morgan's Naturally Healthy Pets. Yeah, I can stumble over my own name. That's really good. So during the break, Vinny and I were chatting, and, you know, I'm getting a renewed admiration for pharmacists and knowing every single drug and what it mixes with and what it doesn't mix with. You know, it's above my pay grade, so that's why I have people like Vinny in my field. But we were talking about some of the other drugs that all of my cavaliers are on because, you know, some of these guys, we've got Charlie, who's 18. We've got Pookie, who is 13. She's been on heart medication since 2012. And Shayna, who's been on the medications for a few years, she's 14. And it's really important to know that the drugs that we're using and the combinations that we're using are actually working. And most of the drugs that my dogs take are compounded to get the sizes exactly where we need them. And so when you go to the MixLab website, which is mixlabrx.com, so for anybody who's listening, you can go on there and see what they do and what makes them special, besides the fact that they really do care and that Vinny's brain is brilliant. But I said that one of my dogs is on torsemide and we have it compounded and that's not on the list. And so Vinny explained to me that even though it's not on the list, you can email them. They definitely have that. So if you're looking for something in particular or your veterinarian is looking for something in particular, it's always worth a phone call or an email or a text or whatever to find out if it's something that you can get. There are definitely some weird medications that we have a hard time getting. So, for instance, when I was talking about our kitty cat that we had last week in the office, the kitty cat was trying to block, and so we had to pass a catheter into his bladder to get him to release his gallon of urine that he was holding in there for a couple of days. And catheter passed very easily, and he basically was having spasms. And we needed a drug called prazosin that the human formulation is just way too strong for the kitty. And this kitty, we had capsules in the office that would have been the right size, but the kitty cat just absolutely was impossible to get a pill down. he needed to have that formulated into a liquid, and it took us a couple of days to get it. So in the meantime, the poor cat had to come in the office every single day and get his bladder emptied out. And so that's a problem. And I think it's very cool that we have something like MixLab, where those things, you know, are taken care of in a more timely manner, so that it's not such a big deal for the parents. So, all right, Vinny, I'm going to ask you, why did you want to be a pharmacist?
Oh man, that's a good question. My mom was asking me the same thing. but I think one of it is I have two older sisters that are 8 to 10 years older than me each, and they're both pharmacists too. So it makes for a pretty boring dinner conversation. I think they paved the way, led the way, and I thought, you know what? What they do is really neat. I got to see that as I grew up and stuff, and really wanted to focus on that. But I always knew that I wanted to do something in healthcare. I know that you mentioned pharmacology isn't necessarily the most interesting thing, but it is to me, and I find it fascinating in the different ways that medications can work and interact within your body.
You know, that is the cool thing. Like, I was just talking about this in the office yesterday, that sometimes I talk to my clients and I find out that they have the coolest jobs ever. And, you know, when you figure out what that thing is that you go, oh, that is, so for me, food therapy is my thing. So I do traditional Chinese veterinary medicine. I do chiropractic, you know, I do acupuncture, I do herbal therapy, but food is the thing that I just, you know, for me, that's like the golden dream, you know, just I'm going to talk about food all day and I'm going to heal my patients with food. And it's really interesting because, you know, for you, pharmacology is really interesting. For me, I tortured my students when I taught it. I will say that our local college for the technician program, the years that I taught the pharmacology, because I was a mean teacher, I really tortured them. But on the national board exams, that college had the highest grades in pharmacology 3 years in a row. So,
oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. So while I did torture them, I did get it into their brains. But, you know, for me, it's like you make a mistake. You know, I worked in a practice where somebody gave 1 cc of insulin instead of 1 unit of insulin. It's kind of a big mistake, kind of a big problem. And, you know, so for me, I never want to be the one responsible for causing the death of one of my patients because I made a mistake with a medication, and I wanted my technician students to understand, you know, how important that was. So were your parents involved in the medical field?
They're actually not. They're definitely working something else, but when it comes down to it, I think what I can appreciate looking back, I guess I didn't appreciate as much growing up, but they were very strict parents about focusing on your studies and making sure that you got the education that you need to get to where you want to be. So can't thank them enough for that part. I'm also probably listening now thinking, oh gosh, eye roll.
Well, of course we were strict. Isn't that what parents do? The answer is no.
Yeah.
I mean, my son is very successful, but I don't think he read a book. Well, I know he didn't read a book in high school. I'm pretty sure he graduated magna cum laude from college, and I don't think he ever read a book there either. So, you know.
Well, magazines work too.
You know, he's very much a computer oriented person, and so I think he read a lot of online stuff, but you know, I don't know if he even owns a book. I have no idea. So Fred, Harvard.
Yeah, went to business school over there. It's fun, actually. It was a lot of fun.
Now, are you originally from France?
Yeah, I'm actually half Egyptian and half French, and I grew up, my dad was in the oil field services business, and so we traveled. I was born in Abu Dhabi and then moved to all sorts of other countries, and then did my undergrad in France, did grad school in California, then worked for this startup that we were doing these really cool coronary drug-eluting stents, and we ended up getting bought out by J&J, and then I moved went to Boston to Harvard, and then worked for a bank, and then started MixLab after that. long journey to get here.
I was going to say that was a very winding path, but
yeah.
You know, I'm a firm believer in everything happens the way it's supposed to, so that you land where you're supposed to land. Frankly, if anyone had said to me when I was in undergrad, I mean, I always knew I was going to be a veterinarian. I think it started when I was about 12 years old, and I was just like, yeah, this is just what I'm going to do. So I was very focused and single-minded. I did my undergrad in 3 years instead of four because I was just, like, anxious. I wanted to get started. And now I look back and go, oh, my gosh, why didn't I take more vacations? But, but I was, you know, it's just very single-minded and wanted to do that. But when I went to school in the Midwest. I went to the University of Illinois because we don't have a vet school here in New Jersey. And it was very traditional. You know, it was a lot of farm animals, large animals, but just everything very traditional. And I was not a believer in anything alternative, anything holistic. And frankly, I really just thought that I would graduate, get a job, you know, just be an employee and just, you know, kind of putter through my veterinary career and save animals and be a happy person. And nowhere in that first 5 years did I ever think, hey, someday I'll have a radio show and write books and talk about holistic medicine and treat my animals with anything other than prescription diets made by big food companies. If somebody had asked me back then if I would be doing what I'm doing now, I would have had no clue.
Yeah. Well, that's very cool. I'm a firm believer that all these various experiences that we, you know, sort of lived over time just definitely contribute to the current, you know, situation, the current success. So I enjoyed having been through all that, and sounds like you have too. So that's good.
Yeah, well, I mean, certainly being a medical device engineer puts you in touch with, the pharmaceutical industry and the medical industry, and then working for a bank. I mean, hey, at least you guys are great because you've got a business person on board. You know, I'm floundering. I'm a veterinarian trying to do my own business stuff.
Yeah. I can spend all day on Excel and just run numbers. We need one of those.
And if you send me an Excel spreadsheet, I look at it and it's like a blank wall for me. I have no idea how to work one. I have no idea what to do with one. People tell me, oh, just put it in a spreadsheet. And I just laugh. Nope, not happening. Not happening at all.
Well, if you need help on that, you can definitely call me up.
Yeah. Oh, good. I'll just send you a bunch of numbers. Hey, could you put this in a spreadsheet?
He's actually really good at it, Dr. Morgan. Just send it over. Save yourself a ton of trouble.
There you go. Well, you know, it's interesting because I hired a millennial. He's actually my son's business partner, but he helps me with my social media and my new weekly newsletters. And I sat there one day. I took him to a Facebook marketing course with me. And so he's sitting next to me, and what the instructor was talking about was a little bit boring, and it was stuff that we had already been doing. And so I look next to me, and here's this guy, Carlo, sitting next to me, and he's got his computer open, and don't know what happened. He's sitting there writing this newsletter for me. We call it the Friday Five. And I look over, and literally, if I had to write the Friday Five, it would take me all week. Like, I would start working on Friday night for the next Friday. I look over, and literally in 5 minutes, his mouse is flying around his mouse pad, and he is just clicking here and clicking there and copying and pasting and putting in pictures and editing things. And I just looked over and went, yeah, that's why I pay you, because there's no way. That would take me forever.
That's great.
Millennials, they're really good at some things. Love them dearly.
We have a few millennials here, right, Vinny? We had one yesterday that took a typing test. He did 100 words per minute at the typing test, which is...
I believe it was 104.
104.
And you know that the interesting thing about that, they didn't take typing in school. They just...
Yeah.
It's self-taught because they're on computers all the time.
Yep.
I mean, I took typing in high school. It was like the only business course that I took. It was considered business to take typing because it was secretarial back at that point. And I could type 110 words a minute back then, but I had to take a typing course to do it. And I watch how my kids type, and they don't type anything like I do, but they're faster than me.
Yeah, pretty soon it's going to be typing tests on an iPhone. and taught in school.
Oh, well, forget that, because, you know, my thumbs do not work near as fast as theirs do.
I had to have peer pressure, that's all.
Well, maybe. I had to have my daughter give me Instagram lessons. She came up for Christmas. I'm like, honey, all I want for Christmas is Instagram lessons. Can you show me how to do this? I know. They just look. I'm older than you guys, but they, yeah. But yeah. Then I look at my parents and I'm like, why can't you figure this out? It's like when we had to program the VCRs, and you guys may not. I mean, you probably never even owned a VCR.
Yeah.
No, I think we had a VCR.
Yeah, I had one.
Yeah, they're those things that just, you know, flash 12 o'clock all the time because nobody could figure out how to set the clocks.
No,
I will say mine did too. Okay, we are out of time. This has been really fun, guys. Thanks for everything that you're doing. Anyone who's interested, it's mixlabrx.com. Go check it out. Even if you're not in the area, maybe you can convince your veterinarian that they should consider getting things through these guys and convincing them that they need to be in your state as well, because what they do and the way they send things out is really kind of fun. So, Fred and Vinny, thank you for what you're doing. Thank you for being my guests. Enjoy the rest of your week, and keep doing the good work for our animals.
Thank you so much for having us.
Much.
Really fun time, and look forward to connecting in the future.
We absolutely will. Until next week, hug your pets.
That's all for today. Find more answers to your questions next time on Dr. Judy Morgan's Naturally Healthy Pets, every Monday and Tuesday at 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. Eastern Time by going to DreamVision7Radio.com. Join holistic veterinarian Dr. Judy to discover healthy options for raising your pets in a more holistic manner. Visit DrJudyMorgan.com to learn more.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.